And welcome back here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com on the Sports Ticket. We have special guest Corey Booker with us, the head coach of the Lakeside Boys Golf Team. Coach, your team has been three-time state champions, had a three-peat last year in Sand Greens Golf, and obviously the bar has been set high for these kids and the group that you have. You've actually had one meet already, and we'll talk about that coming up here momentarily. But just kind of looking at this year's team, you did lose four off of that varsity team last year, Taryn Winkle, Ross Hudson, Eli Hahn, and Reed Walsh. So you're looking to replace some guys there on that varsity roster. You do have some staples in Jace Cunningham and Gabe Smith back for you. Just kind of looking at this year's team, And what you need to do to replace a great group. How have things gone so far for you?
It's going well. The kids, you know, they take their golf pretty serious and work at it real hard. So as a coach, it's not really difficult to really coach, because they want to be out there and they want to practice. Like you said, I got Jace coming back, who was defending state champion last year. And Gabe Smith, who played a lot of varsity, but he didn't get to go on the state team because we were only allowed five. And then we've got a couple of kids that played JV last year that I was able to move up. Ian Crescine, who played quite a bit of JV last year, and will push some guys as well. And Jackson Hardy, I'll be able to move up. And then from there, you know, it's just some younger guys that players that I'll have to possibly push them a little bit, and they'll get better as they go. But they've worked at it very hard.
Is it a lot easier too to get kids out and to stay focused on it when you have such success that you've had, that they kind of want to carry that tradition on and maybe be a part of that?
Yes, and years past, for sure, it's been kind of that way. Mm-hmm. With this group and the kids I have, I have four freshmen that came out, but two of those kids that came out, their dads and their parents golf a lot. Mm-hmm. And so really for them to come out, whether we were winning state champions or not, wouldn't make much difference. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would have been out regardless. So you do get maybe a few of them come out because of that. But generally the kids that have been coming out, just they like golf. So that's kind of where they're pressing. And I've had kids that usually did both track and golf. This year I don't. None of them were doing both.
So you move forward now, and you've actually already had a meet. It was a grass greens meet that was supposed to be at Smith Center, but then you know, some of the weather and issues, they moved it over to Phillipsburg, what have you. But it looks like you had a little bit of success there. How did it play out there that first meet last week for you?
Yeah, I just took the top four that I'd kind of brought back from last year, and Jace ended up placing fourth on the grass and had a pretty good day. It was a brutally windy day. That's kind of hard to get a day anymore that doesn't have the wind blowing. So it was tough. They'd never played Phillipsburg before, and I was pretty pleased. We didn't putt very well, obviously, but I kind of expected a little bit of that. But hitting the ball in the fairway and hitting the ball to the green, it's pretty much the same game, so I wasn't disappointed in them. I thought maybe we might be able to team medal, but we didn't quite have enough. We were just, I think, fourth, just behind Beloit. But they got one in under their belt, and I always like to play at least one grass, if not two, if I can during a year, just to let the kids get a feel for both types of games.
You have your first sand today. This used to actually be on grass at Beloit, the St. John's Invitational, but you're now over in Glasgow now, and obviously it kind of makes more sense with all these teams being Sand Greens teams. As you open out with the first Sand Greens meet today in Glasgow, you'll obviously take on Lakeside and Pike Valley, Rock Hills, St. John's, Glasgow, Miltonville, Tipton, are all the teams that are involved with that. So a lot of the teams that you see pretty much all year, so you're familiar with the competition that you'll see. How do you feel you stack up with kind of these Northern Plains League teams this year?
Well, I'd hope that we'll be competitive with them for sure, with the returners that I have. But, you know, teams have returners back too as well, and this will be the first time all but two of my golfers have played at Glasgow, so it's going to be a new experience for them. And several of these teams have got, you know, quite a few coming back. St. John's has got a good nucleus coming back. Tipton's got a good nucleus coming back. Riley County and Pike Valley. So Rock Hills, they all have some pretty good golfers that are coming back. It's just whether they can put, you know, three or four of them together with them at the point for team scores. But looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing how the kids do play. We haven't, you know, we've played quite a bit on our own course, and I know where they're scoring there. But to get on a course that you know, four of them have never played and never been on, it'll be a new experience for them. And hopefully they handle it fairly well. There's a couple of holes that are pretty tough and could really balloon scores if you don't play them smart. So looking forward to it.
I know I ask you this every year, and this year might be the toughest year to kind of figure this out. But obviously in the middle of this three-time state winning streak that you have with this team, do you feel like you've got a group that could go for four? And I know you talked about the NPL teams, but is there anybody else around the state that maybe is a concern for you?
Well, and, you know, the Riley County's not, you know, in our league, and they always have some pretty good ones. Cottonwood Falls, Chase County would be in it. Logan is coming back in it again, and so I don't really know too much about what they'll have or for this. But, you know, I feel good about our chances to compete every year just because the kids work at it pretty hard. But, you know, golf can be a fickle game. It don't take much to really, you know, mess up one score or two scores here and there. So I look forward to the competition. So I can't really tell you exactly where we stacked up. I'll wait and kind of see how that goes after the first couple of sand meets.
Corey Booker, head coach of the Lakeside Golf Team here on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. Coach, well, thank you for the time, as always, and best of luck as you open out the season today.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.